Mental health is becoming a growing topic in athletic institutions and workplaces, especially for African Americans. Dr. Aaliyah Jones, Deputy Secretary of the Behavioral Health at Maryland Department of Health, says that not being represented at the workplace can affect your mental health.
You are in an environment that makes you feel emotionally unhealthy or at dis-ease, then you shouldn't have any great consternation about doing what's in the best interest of your mental health.
Morgan State University Athletic Department understand that there is no one-size-fits-all for dealing with mental health issues. Morgan State Athletic Director Edward Scott says that there are different protocols in place when dealing with mental health issues among athletes.
There are a ton of mental health protocols on campus and in the athletic department. Every situation is different. If someone comes to us and they are a danger to themselves or others, we would immediately call the police and then get the police here to make sure they're safe and anyone else around them is safe. And then we would triage what the mental health issues are. If they're not a danger to themselves or somebody else, then we can work with our MedStar partners. They're our medical health providers for all of our medical needs.
I caught up with Coach Morgan, head coach of esports at Morgan State University, who published an article titled, "This Is My Depression." Coach Morgan tells us how the African American community can deal with their mental health and not suffer in silence.
It's important that I always say that, you know, you have to speak out, because you never know who your story is inspiring, definitely. So that may also get someone to think, oh yeah, maybe I do need to look into some assistance. Or maybe, oh, this is how they got through it. It clicks. So I think, you know, really sharing the story is gonna be big when it comes to dealing with mental health also.
I am Kendra Pugh, reporting for WEAA News.